Soundings Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of Daughters of Penny Lane, written by Ruth Hamilton and read by Marlene Sidaway. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Soundings, Whitley Bay, NE26-2JT. Chapter 1 1946. It was different here. Different. The houses hadn't changed. Bay windows, little front gardens with paths and gates, glazed attic dormers perched on some roofs, several residences doubling as shops. "It's me," Alice Quigley informed her canine companion. "It's me that's different." Had returning to Penny Lane had an effect? "It's stronger than ever, Frank," she whispered. It. The bloody it was taking over her life, and she wasn't in the mood. Moth had nominated Alice's it, her otherness, as it separated her from ordinary people. She was special. She saw things, heard things, knew things. "But not today, please," she whispered. Having moved house just this morning, Alice was in need of some supplies. The sky was splitting into small prisms, tiny shards with no glue holding them together. "Oh, sugar," Alice spat. "Clouds next, Frank. Clouds, mist, grey blotches. Then action from long ago or far away. Or both," she reminded herself. Would she ever see the future? A rainbow was trying to form right above her head, but chances were that she alone could see it. Oh, Frank sometimes saw, too, and today it was different, more powerful than ever before. She needed answers to 100 questions. As she opened the door of the ironmongery a few inches, shapes began to form in the air. It was, at first, a corner-of-the-eye moment, a heraldic split second that warned of something momentous, and she tried to shake it off. She had no time for messing about today, because Dan was coming home soon. Did she have a choice? Had she ever had a choice? Frank, on his new red lead, was pulling slightly, trying to hold her back. He probably knew the day was out of order. All her life...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?